Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Among the issues before the state legislature in the coming session will be potential expansion of school choice programs to other parts of the state. The school choice program has been one of the defining characteristics of education in Milwaukee for years now. But two new reports by the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum look to quantify education across the city in broad terms and compare it to that of peer cities in other parts of the country. The reports are authored in part by senior researcher Joe Yado, who explained to Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke at whom they're aimed.
The two reports are written in a way that they should be viewed as partners, a compilation reports. And they're written for parents. They're written for policymakers. They're written for the public at large. We think it's important that everyone in Milwaukee, from school superintendents on down, should have a view of what the true landscape, education landscape in Milwaukee looks like. So these reports are very different in that they look at the public, private, and charter schools in the city of Milwaukee as one whole system to give a better picture.
Well, yeah, so why was it important to look at K-12 schools as though they were all part of a single system as opposed to, you know, a report about public schools, a report about private schools, and a report about charter schools?
We wanted to get a view of what the entire landscape looked like. How many schools do we have in the city? How many students? How many teachers? What are the demographics of students attending schools in the city of Milwaukee? And in a sense, we feel like there have been other reports that have looked at the individual sectors, but there was a gap in our knowledge base on what the entire picture looked like from the city level.
Well, and so talk about that picture, because you found some key similarities across what we would normally think of as the dividing lines between these school types.
That's right. And I think that's one of the big takeaways from these two reports is that regardless of the sector, Milwaukee public schools, charter schools, and private schools that participate in the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program, they're more similar than they are different. Both in terms of demographics, we find that across the three sectors, each one is majority-minority in terms of the students that are enrolled, and each sector has more than 75% of students who qualify as economically disadvantaged. So when we think about the students who are attending these schools, they are similar regardless of what type of school they're attending.
What about achievement?
We did provide a level of academic achievement in one of the reports. We looked at two measures. One was the Wisconsin State Assessment, WKCE. We provided proficiency and advanced levels for math and reading. And then we also looked at the four-year high school graduation rate. And what we found is that there were fluctuations and variations between the types of schools. But by and large, regardless of the sector, the schools in Milwaukee are performing below state averages.
Well, and what sort of data is still the most difficult to obtain as you try to compile this kind of material?
Well, we certainly know that there are – that the state assessment in math and reading doesn't capture the whole picture. And we know that high school graduation rate is just one measure that we have. The state recently has, in the past few years, has been creating report cards, both at the district level and at the individual school level. And in this coming year, they will be adding the private schools into that as well. So we'll have another measure of quality that takes into account more than just proficiency levels and test scores. But one of the things that is striking is that while I gave you an idea of that across all sectors, they're performing below state levels. There are individual schools within each sector that are performing very well. And so I think there is a great opportunity to learn best practices from those high-performing schools, regardless of whether it is an MPS school, a charter school, or a private school in the MPCP program.
Well, right. And so the question I had is, you know, if you are a parent and you were looking at this and you're seeing so many similarities, what's in the report to look at that shows distinctions that might help you make a more informed decision?
One of the things that this report does is lays out the variety of options. I think sometimes parents and the public at large only think of the options as being MPS or non-MPS. Those are the only two options. And what we found is that there's a wide variety of choice within the MPS system. There are Montessori schools. There are language immersion schools. There are other types of specialty schools. And those exist both in MPS. And then there are charter schools, some of which are focused very focused on STEM, science, math, engineering, technology. And so there's a great level of choice beyond just one of three sectors.
The second report goes a step further and looks at both Milwaukee schools over the past 10 years and also schools in comparison to peer cities, if you will. As you looked at the last decade, what has changed the most for Milwaukee schools since 2004?
There are several things, and I'll point to two. One is the shift in enrollment. We've seen the number of students enrolled in general MPS schools shift down, while there was great growth in charter schools and in the private MPCP program. And the other big finding that we saw was the number of school openings, closures, and restructurings. So in 2003-04, there were about 380 schools in the city of Milwaukee, including the three sectors. And that we found that in 10 years later, there were 90 fewer schools. And it's not just that number that's significant, because that masks that altogether there were about 174 schools open in 2003-04 that were not open a decade later. So there was a great amount of churn and fluctuation in terms of the number of schools that were offered. And one of the questions our report has is whether or not that a level of restructuring and closures has negative effects on students, on staff, and prevents an ability of planning at the district or sector-wide level.
I would imagine that it would be difficult to find a causality because of this churn than this particular result happened, though.
That's true. And there are certainly limitations to the data that we have. For instance, a large number of those restructurings are probably due to enrollment and demographic shifts around the city. A larger number of school-age children in one part of the city versus another. And another large contributing factor to those restructurings was that MPS had shifted or has tried to shift from having elementary schools and then middle schools to having a combined K-8 program. And so as they implemented that, a number of schools were combined, which affected that number.
What did you find when you compared Milwaukee to 10 peer cities?
There were a few interesting findings, one of which was that Milwaukee has more schools per 100,000 residents and more students per 100,000 residents. And that provides some challenges. In having more schools than our peer cities, that means we need to find more highly qualified teachers and more school leaders. And is that a challenge to find, retain, and develop those school leaders?
So as you look at both of these reports taken together, are there compelling questions that you think deserve more attention given what you've learned in compiling this data?
Absolutely. And I'll be the first to admit this report raises more questions than it provides answers. And we really feel it like it is a jumping off point for future research by the Public Policy Forum into education in Milwaukee and in the region. But a few of the questions that come up, as I mentioned, one is regarding the school closures and restructurings and the effect that has on students, staff, and planning. We're also interested in whether or not parents and students have the kinds of information they need to make well-considered school choices. There is an issue of student mobility within the city in terms of changing from one school to the next, but also changing between one sector and the next, attending an MPS school one year and perhaps a charter school the next. And out of that, we see a need for greater data information as well as cooperation between the sectors because of the amount of shifting we see students take place between the sectors.
So what is the Public Policy Forum's next priority when it comes to looking at education?
We're exploring a number of different policy proposals and research proposals that we hope to get started on the next few weeks to really provide some answers to some of the questions, some of the policy questions that our report contains.
Well, Joe Yeda, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Mitch.
Joe Yeda is a senior researcher at the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. The forum issued two reports on education in Milwaukee this week. There's a link to them at wuwm.com. We'll take another quick break and then chat with Wisconsin author Kathleen Ernst about her latest in a series of mysteries featuring a sleuth whose day job is curating history at Old World Wisconsin. You are listening to Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.